Some of our last moments of Advent, I want to speak about the temple. The temple was very important. You can't even use that as a perfect word for the Jewish culture through the time of the Old Testament and even the New Testament and today. You know, they built the temple through Solomon back about 2,700 years ago. And that was in our first reading. We were listening to David, who was the one that wanted to build the temple. And God had said that he was going to ask his son, Solomon. So that was kind of the apex of the Israelites. Now, eventually, it was destroyed in the Babylonian Empire that destroyed not just their temple, but them. They actually took them just as refugees to their own country, the Babylonians' country. And they took them out of Jerusalem and their land. Now, in their mind, their whole world was like gone. They built the temple so that they could prepare the Savior. And so what do you do when your whole, just all your property, your building of the temple for worship, for their economy, their politics, their studying of the Old Testament? I mean, what do you do? Now, eventually they rebuilt their temple. It was kind of a tiny one compared to the first, the Solomonic temple. And they did rebuild it again, but it was totally different, smaller. And eventually, Jesus would say, when he was alive, you know, your temple will be destroyed again. And he was right. In Rome, Rome destroyed it again in the 70th AD. But God was using that temple as he called his people, the Israelites, the family, to begin kind of the salvation story. When God called them to have that temple, there was three really important parts of it. It was in the ark. The ark was the place where God kind of stood on it or rested on it, as the Old Testament says. And it had three things. It had the Ten Commandments from Moses, the staff from Aaron, an image of his priesthood, and then the manna that God fed his people as they were running away from Egyptian area. So again, think about the Ten Commandments, the staff, and then the manna, the Ten Commandments, and the staff. All right? What we have now, as we're reading today, listen to what both God had said to David and what the angel said to Mary today. Quote, "I'll raise up your heir after you, sprung from your loins, and I will make his kingdom firm. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me." Now David and those that knew the history were probably thinking, hey, we're talking about Solomon. And at surface level, that's correct. God is a father to sons and daughters. But the depth was beyond just Solomon. He was telling David that he's ready to send his son in his line of David. And what did the angel say to Mother Mary? "He is in God, will be great, and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. He will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Who is the newest temple in the history? Mary. Mary. What did Mary had her at this point, just a few hours in her life, where she was about to birth Jesus? She had inside of her the new bread of life. I mean, think about what Jesus, what does Jesus give us now? He gives us His body and blood at Mass. Not just the manna, but Jesus' body and blood. And that's what Mother Mary had in her. Jesus also had the staff. Not in a physical thing, but He was going to be the new priest. And as Mary carried Him, Jesus would teach the new commandments, the new law, really the new law of love. So in all this time of history, the plan of salvation of God, we start with that temple, we then have Mary, and just imagine today how in her life, she's like 4 or 5 hours away giving her birth. And then Jesus became the true temple, because He told people that He would destroy the building temple, because He is the temple. And He told them that He would destroy a temple, and I'll rebuild it in 3 days. And where is that? Well, that's when Jesus died and rose the temple 3 days after, when He went into heaven. Some of the thing, some deep things today on the last time of Advent, but that's the story of us. That's the story where we are right now. Right now we're waiting as the temple of Mother Mary is giving birth to welcome Jesus Christ into the world as a baby. And then our story continues when we enter in a few months in Lent, in Easter. So we are in a very powerful moment in those missions of God and us. So finally, remember, it's not quite Christmas. It still is Advent. And to sprint to the finish line, to continue to pray today. Love your families. I mean, I think a good thing today for all of you that are with your family members and loved ones, talk about Jesus. I mean, just share your own story. Hey, what was it like at Mass today? What was my experience? How am I preparing myself and going both to Advent and just a few hours later or tomorrow to then go to Christmas, to have two Masses, big time Masses, in a couple days? I think that's a great way to finish this race. To speak with your loved ones and share the good news of Jesus. Let's finish these last hours. Let's get ready for Christmas. That's for 8 days. And 8 days of parties. Let's have a wonderful left of the Mass. It's time at church, this temple. And then be ready for Jesus Christ, the child, the peaceful one, and our King.